If we're not ready to start yet, we're going to be starting Tara today. The problem is Tara on a page in a little, it takes a lot longer to achieve. As Hakdama to this section of Tara, the Gemara in Bracha says that Ezra made a takana that a Balkari should not learn or daven. And then the Gemara says that we betluhu the takanta. They were mevazlu the takana, and no longer is that necessary. So Reb Chaim refers to Machlokes Rishonim. Zokt Reb Chaim. In a das harbe kadmainim, it's the das of many kadmainim shlei bitlu tfilas Ezra l'tayra. That they only took away the requirement of going to the mikveh after being a Balkari only for Taira. Aber l'tfila asra tziyitvo. Many Rishonim hold that to daven is usher to daven as a Balkari until one goes to the mikveh. B'idash Rav Haigon, Rabbeinu Hananu, v'oid harber Rishonim, and many Rishonim. B'gam Rambam shepasik b'sayf hilkos kriyishma shebatlu l'gamri. The Rambam who paskins that it's not even necessary for tefillah. Tamo wala for Rashi Yeshivas Bavo. The Rashi Yeshivas of Bavo couldn't understand him. The Heshav Lemon, they wrote a Mishaila. Why did you paskin that you can daven even though the person didn't go to the mikvah? The Heshav Shalem, Shemiyabim Blei Bithel Aysaf Elishayachas. The Rambam said personally, he never missed Tefillah Ezra. He always went to the mikvah after a relationship with his wife. But what his personal chumrah is his personal chumrah. He couldn't write in his sefer a halacha that he felt was wrong. He held the halacha, it's not necessary. So therefore he paskins, it's not necessary. He personally taka was machmer. That's what the Rambam says. Abi halacha, my shakas rabbi yayin prepared gimel the brachas, that he also said that halacha it's okay, but a person should be machmer. We have the b'shulchan aruch nifsekar Rambam. Dr. B'chaim, even though the Shulchan Aruch and Paskins like the Rambam, Mikomak and Kasu Achronim, Shanoyek Litva, one who goes to the mikvah, Tavayala Bracha. He should have a Bracha. Kamashakasa Mishtaburi Simon Peches, Sivkut and Bez B'Shem Aprima Gadim. Begama Rambam Atzmei, Kukasa B'Peg, Dalt Mitrila, Halacha Gav, Minik Pashat, B'Shinner B'Sfard, it is a Minik Pashat in Bobo, and in Spain, She'em Balkari Mispala Sharechus Kobasari B'Mayim. They don't let a Balkari daven till he goes to the mikvah. It's a minig pashat. It's not a halacha, but the Rambam says that was the minig. B'shalos ha'tshuva min ha'shamayim, sol im yesh lahakam b'tfilas Ezra l'tfila. B'shalos ha'tshuva min ha'shamayim is a sefer from a Rishon who went to sleep and asked Shilas, and he got Shilas' answers in his dream. And he put up a shayla, he put a sefer out, Shalos ha'tshuva min ha'shamayim. It's a big tumul on paiskim if it has any bearing in halacha, because loy b'shamayim he. But Paiskim do use it as a support to their opinion. So one of the shaylos he asked was, "Can you be meku in tefillas Ezra?" Veshivaloi v'avatam es Hashem elekeichem haviyayim es utfila. That says serve Hashem, which means davening. Ve'efcher tamei a makav carbon. Would a tamei be makav a carbon? V'imtaim es shar tumas. They said to him in the dream, other tumas people have, and they daven. And right, a carbon wouldn't be able to be brought by a tamei mace, and we tamei maceim, and we bring and we daven. And the daima tumah miyainis l'tumah midas. That's a tumah miyainis. I don't know what he means by that. Meaning, a relationship to a wife is a tumah midas, but so is going to a levayas. I'm not sure why that's called an ainis more than the other. And the daima tumah abomi mokum achar l'tumah yaitzim migufoy. There's a difference between the tumah that comes from the body. Ezra k'shetikin baruch hakodesh, roh b'tikin. He did it baruch hakodesh. V'davar zeh, gairim, this is the Shalos HaTshuvos min HaShamayim, telling what they answered him in HaShamayim. V'davar zeh, gairim, oruch hagalus. They told them that this causes the length of the galus. V'imayis ha'tfilis yisho k'tikuna, if Klal Yisrael would daven appropriately, k'ad niskabla tfilos and zeh yamim rabim. Atkan l'shaynai. So he paskened that Tefillas Ezra is, min HaShemayim, they told him, is a necessity. B'magid Mishram LeBeis Yosef, Amar Li HaMagid, Al Tvatul Tam et Tefillas Balkari. You should never be Mevatul Tefillas Balkari. K'ein Ati Yedei Matan Schara, you can't imagine the schar. Atkan L'Shaynai. V'arizal, the Rizal writes in Shar Ruh HaKadosh, Ein Dava Yosef Mukhruch B'tzarech Ala Adam, Binyan HaSaga, there's nothing more necessary to a person in understanding high things. Kamayat Tfila. Shetzayach Yodam Tar B'chal Eis, person has to be Torah all the time. V'chein kasev reishus chachma, v'chesed l'avram, ayin shem she'richu b'zeh. So again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin it. Reb Chaim writes that person should realize the ma'ila of it. Chazal amru, chamachmer b'zeh, al atzmai, marichin lo yama v'shneisav. V'har big daily yisrael le'bitlu mi'meyam, can move it the same like it's brought in there, told us. V'yisi b'sefer echad, and Reb Chaim writes, Eini Zeicher Heichen, a very unusual occurrence. The Reb Chaim should say, I don't remember where I saw it. So Kol HaChiburim Sheniskablu B'chol Yisrael, Heim Eilu Shamachaber Nizah B'Tfilas Ezra. All the Svarim that were Makabu and Klal Yisrael were people who were Makbun and Tfilas Ezra. Therefore, their Sefer was Makubu. By Yom Shemotsu Mikvahs for Kal Litvah, today the Mikvahs are available, and it's easy to go to the Mikvah. B'Badai Mishu Yachum, Roy Lazar Bazaar. One who's capable should be careful in it. Because that Bechayel, that happens during the weekday, 6 days a week. I will be Shabbos, Nechbuku Bazaar Gdoyli Yisrael. Whether you're allowed to go to a mikvah on Shabbos, especially a hot mikvah, because it's Rechitza, Ve'embi Adenu Lachria. I have Elu Shetayvlam B'Shabbos, but those who do go to the mikvah on Shabbos, Shechen Lizar B'Shleisha Dvarim. Have to be careful in three things. Echot Shlei Mikvah Chama. Shouldn't be a hot mikveh, because that usher, he paskins it's usher again, there are those who argue. Yeah, because on Shabbos, because it's rechitza, and rechitza is usher in the common. I don't know what that stands for, but does he say what it is? Is that usher, ow? I don't know. Rakara, a paishim, it has to be cold or lukewarm.
I'll pee din,
thank you. That's it. Thank you very much. I'll be then. Rakarai by shrimp, cold or lukewarm. Beishi is aramai mischita sar. They have to be careful not to squeeze their hair when they dry it, because that is their gummer. Veitel is actually legal cloud basaris. Better not to touch the hair. Lagimosh lo yelchem amayim da'olav. It's just a rabbim. They shouldn't carry the water on their body, which is not dried well, for amas and just a rabbim. Veitel is actually ampin lechi snagav amayim. They should wait till the water dries. So they shouldn't stop. They should go directly from the mikvah to their house and not stop in middle of Rishos Harabim. Because they don't go straight from Rishos Yochel to Rishos Harabim. They walk on the sidewalk first, which is a Carmelus, and then go to the Rishos Harabim. Then b'zev shelo hakol b'mokem mitzvah, lam shememayr lehisvahol. B'chei noag adayni abim b'yrizahol. The stipler went to the mikvah, and he was made that way too. B'chei shemayr lehisvahol maran las maran. Maran refers to the Chazanish. Las is b'ishi shekhazeres b'lel Shabbos mitzvila, a woman who's coming back from the mikvah Friday night, and she's wet. And since she's wet, she's carrying water. Because again, she can't dry her hair because of shechita. But she has to, wants to go home. She doesn't want to sit in the mikvah until she dries. So what he tells her to do is, because she's going through a Carmelus, then to her Shusarabim, then to a Carmelus, then to her house, if she doesn't stop and she walks in a constant motion, the Chazaynish was mater for a woman, and he's being mater for anybody that goes to Dominic. Okay, we are in Chav Tesem and Aleph on the bottom. The Gemara talked about Reb Shuvan Levi's halacha. I think it was Reb Shuvan Levi that a woman that's visibly pregnant, that we know is pregnant, if she has a miscarriage, you can assume up arrived that it was a baby. She can bring a carbon and it can be eaten. That means we're willing to say it was a vaday baby based on rive. Zog the Gemara, Masir Reb Yais Amarab. I'm sorry. Kiyasa Rava, two lines in the bottom, Chav Tesem et Aleph. We learned that on Friday, I said I would review it again today. Now today is a kind of Gemara that needs a little bit of patience, but please, if you have any questions, I would like you to ask, but some of these questions the Gemara will address, and interestingly enough, I noticed as I prepared that Rashi spoke out Gemaras in explaining it, because I guess he felt he couldn't wait for the Gemara to say this, so he spoke it out. Then we're going to see Rashi. Then we'll see the Gemara. We know the answer already because we learned Rashi. But Rashi learned the Gemara before he wrote his Perish. So therefore, he was bringing Gemaras. Usually Rashi doesn't do it. But in this Gemara, we're going to see this as we go along, that Rashi speaks out things that the Gemara is going to say. And then the Gemara doesn't know them yet, and the Gemara speaks them out. So we'll be smarter than the Gemara at a certain point. Chav Tes Amin Aleph, two lines in the bottom. 29A, 200, A5. Kiyasa Ravid Amar, Masa Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina Taya. Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina asked on Yerushua ben Levi from a brisa that talks about a woman that is confused, doesn't know where she's holding. But I don't understand the question. That's Ravin's statement. Now he's going to tell you what Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina's question is and why he doesn't see the question. Mai, what is the case? Rashi Taya, Mimasnisa de Mayri B'isha Taya, a brisa that's talking about a woman who's mistaken, Shloyada Eish Lidasa, she doesn't know what she gave birth. Mai, the Taya. Okay, here we go. Isha Shiyotza Samalaya, a woman that went out pregnant. That means we know she was pregnant. Ubari Kanis, and she comes back, let's say, we'll make up a number, 5 weeks later. I just made that up. But it means she comes back a while later, Rekanis, empty, which means she lost her baby. Ravila Fenedo, when she came here, she observed the following. Slices Shavuim Tahirim, her first 3 weeks back, there was no dam, no blood. She was Tahar. Then Asari Shavuos, 10 weeks, Echatame Vechatar. One was Tameh and one was Tahar. Week 4 was Tameh, week 5 was Tahar, week 6 was Tameh, week 7 was Tahar. So on and so forth. Until she had 10 weeks, right? So 4 and 5, 6 and 7, 8 and 9, right? Four was Tamei, right? 5 was Tar, 6 was Tamei, 7 was Tar, 8 was Tamei, 9 was Tar, right? So now, Mishameshes, the Oy Shloishim B'chamesh, the first time she can live with her husband, in fact, the only time she can live with her husband, is the night of the 35th, which means the night before day 35, the night before the last day of week 5, and Magbilanaisa Tisha B'chamesh Tfilas. And she has to go to the mikveh during this 13-week period, right? She has to go to the mikveh 95 times. Now, the Gemara is going to point out that's a very inaccurate number. As exact as it sounds, the Gemara is going to point out that it's really more than 95. But Rabbi Shammai didn't count all of them. But they're more than 95. Why Rabbi Shammai didn't count all of them, the Gemara will tell you. But the 95 is not the accurate number. It's an accurate number for what they counted. But that's it. The Rabbi Shammai. And that's also not an accurate number. 35 of what they counted, 35. There are many more, but they didn't count them. And the Gemara is going to explain again, why didn't Beisil count more than that? I don't know why. I mean, the Gemara is going to tell you that they didn't count this and they didn't count that. I don't know why they decided not to count them, but it seems to be a machlokes with Beishamai saying 95 and Beisil saying 35. The gap is not that wide. Beishamai has more than 95 and Beisil has more than 35, and it's not a 60 gap. But it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is this is the numbers the Brisa gave us. Now, the reason she has to travel all those times is because both Beisham and Beisil hold that tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah, that as soon as she's capable of going to the mitzvah, she has to go. So even though she's not going to become tahira, because there's many other doubts that she might be tameh, but if she might be getting rid of a tameh, she has to go to the mitzvah. So this woman is going to the mitzvah countless times, but it's not helping her in the sense that it's not making much of a difference. She's only allowed to her husband one time. Right. And she's not completely tahor to the end, so she's going to the mikvah constantly, because in case this was the end of this tumah, she has to tahor. Even though we don't know, it might be something else, and she remains tameh. So what Beishamai and Beisil are saying, the mitzvah of going to the mikvah is not just because of its practical application, but because it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah.
Why is she going to the mikvah?
Because she might be finished this tumah, and she is a mitzvah to go as soon as you can. Even though it won't make a difference.
Because the
Torah gave a mitzvah for a person to go to the mikvah as soon as possible. Not going to make a difference to the husband. She's not put to the husband only one time in the 13 weeks. Really not true, but we'll see that also. It's not really 13 weeks, as we'll see. For the first 10 and a half weeks, she's not tahor to her husband. 11 and a half weeks. Not tahor to her husband. Except one time. So why is she going to the mitzvah? Because the Torah says, a woman has a mitzvah to go to the mikvah as soon as she can.
Did Brian explain why she's going to the mikvah 35 days? That is 34th?
Again.
Did you go to her again? Did Morgan explain that?
Morgan explained why she goes to the mikvah 95 times and why 35 times.
No, I just want why she can leave with her husband.
Only then. Yeah, sure. But what we want from this Gemara, the Bnei Tzvi Yehuda Eimer, Daya L'Tfilah Shtei Bachreina. He doesn't hold Tfilah B'Vav Mitzvah. He says you go to the mikvah when it makes a practical difference. There's no practical difference why go to the mikvah. He doesn't send her to the mikvah multiple times. She goes to the mikvah before she becomes mutter to her husband, and then goes to the mikvah again at the end. She doesn't have to go to the mikvah 95 or 35 times. It's not going to make a difference. Again, the machlokes of tefillah b'zman mitzvah is the purpose of tefillah to have a practical consequence, or is there a mitzvah to be to the mikvah in case that was your tumah, you removed it? Even though, practically speaking, it's not going to make a difference.
What
Bamaya says in the pasuk to go to the Rachat Bamayim or whatever the word the Torah uses. This is a machlokes about Chas, whether Tfilah was on a mitzvah or not. We never see it come out with number 95, but the Gemara mentions this a number of times. Is there a mitzvah for her to go to the mikvah, even though there are problems involved? Like here, she's not becoming mutter to her husband. What are we sending her to the mikvah for? Because it's a mitzvah. She's going to remain usher to her husband. But it's still a mitzvah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If it doesn't make a difference, why are you sending her? There is no mitzvah to go. The mitzvah is to become practically tar. When she can, she will.
Which is the 613 mitzvah?
The Torah says a woman should go to the mikvah. That's the mitzvah. The question is, how did the Torah mean the mitzvah? Nobody says the Torah says you have to go the right time. The favor is the Torah doesn't speak it out. Then there wouldn't be a machlokes. The Torah said the woman should go to the mikvah. Every tamei should go to the mikvah. Not only women. See, we viewed mikvah as women, even though Reb Chaim told us differently today. But we viewed tumah as women because that's the one that has to go to a mikvah today. But in those days, men had to keep tumah tahor. They couldn't touch it. They couldn't walk into the Beis HaMikdash. They touched food and became tumah. They kept tumah tahor. So they also had a mitzvah to go to the mikvah as soon as they could. Whether the man ever says tefillah was not a mitzvah, they might have to go multiple times. Again, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. When that mitzvah is a machlokes tanoim. Is it to go as soon as possible, even though it won't make a practical difference, or is it to go when it's going to make a difference? That's the shaila. To reword it, does the Torah care if you walk around coming? Does the Torah care? Meshavim Beisol said the Torah doesn't want people walking around coming. As soon as you can get rid of a tumah, get rid of it. And Rabbi Yehuda said the Torah doesn't care if you walk around coming. You go to the mikvah for your own benefit, to get rid of your tumah when you finally practically have a result from it. Okay, let's catch up with Rashi. So Rashi, Shisha Malaya, Yatsa Malaya, Nukhadri Rekhanis, Lusayim Zman Merubo. Ve'eni Yadas, and she doesn't know, Amos Yatsa Zerveyana, when did she lose her penis? Ve'vila Paneinu, claim it, Mishabola Paneinu, after she came here. Yatsa Malaya, Shloisha Shavuam Kairim. She had 3 weeks, the Torah, Mikol Vikol, totally. Im Yoyim Boyim. This is very important, Rashi. Counting the day of her arrival as day one, she arrived, and from when she came, we know she didn't see Dam. We have no idea what happened 5 minutes before. She doesn't remember. The Lloyd Dakulahai, the Yoyim Zat Sabik Tamek. The truth is, we can't call it a day of Tara, because for all we know, she saw in the morning. We know that from when she showed up, she had no blood today. We're counting that as a day of Tara, even though in actuality, it's not a day of Tara, because she might have been coming the day before. But we'll call it a day of Tara for our count. We're counting from when she walked in. Today is a day of Tara from when she walked in. We now think she arrives during the daytime. And from when she walked in at 12 noon, I just made up that time. From 12 noon, she didn't see. So we say that's the first day of the 3 weeks that she didn't see. We don't know whether she saw it at 10 o'clock in the morning, but for our purposes, we're going to count this as day one of Tara. Because from when we know her, she was Tara. That's what Rashi's saying. He's telling you in the count what this day counts as. When you sit down with the chart, you'll know that day one is the day she showed up. By the way, if anybody has a question now, please, because it gets, as we go through the complicated cases, we have to know, we have to have our solid foundation. She doesn't remember. She suffered amnesia. She has no recollection. What?
This morning when she saw
that. Right? Amnesia can hit at any time. And no, I'm not a doctor, but amnesia is amnesia. You know, I'll be honest, Rafaito, I'll be honest. I have more trouble remembering what happened yesterday than what happened 60 years ago. I mean, Baruch Hashem, I don't suffer amnesia. But my memory works better from what I did as a 12-year-old than what I do now, tomorrow, yesterday. You know what I mean? Okay. Chas v'shalom for me. Chas v'shalom. Like, Echotamei means, Rashi's says, Raya b'chol yom. In week four, she saw blood every single day. The Echotar, so during the week five, she didn't see blood at all. So if we count the weeks to Sunday to Shabbos, just to make it practical, right? So week four, she saw Sunday through Shabbos. Week five, from night to Shabbos, which is really Sunday, halachically, she saw no blood till the following Mitzvah Shabbos. And then, the end of week five, on Mitzvah Shabbos, which is already belongs to Sunday, she saw blood through the next week. She can have relationship with her husband on day 35. So, Leo Hamishi, it is the night of the end of week five. It is the night at the end of 34 and the beginning of 35. She's making clear you understand. This would be, if it's a Friday, it's a Sunday through Shabbos, day 35 is Shabbos. She can live with her husband Friday night. It's when 34 leaves and 35 comes. The Shuvayim Shameshes. And then afterwards, no longer. The time of the Kulam, the Farish Lekaman, the Gemara will explain, but my Nakatoch Yudgabim will also mention why we're talking about 13 weeks. Why did we pick the number 13? Yes?
Every other week.
Correct. Not the first 3 weeks, Tar. From 4 through 13.
4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Is Tar. Is Tameh. And 5, 7, 9, 11, 13 is Tar. What?
So the end of 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12.
No. One time she's mutter. At the end of week five, let's say she shows up on a Sunday. She's mutter at day after 34, which is a Friday, the night of Shabbos. Friday night she's mutter. That's it.
Not 6,
8, 10. Nothing. One night in 13 weeks.
Because
that's why we're learning. But what the Gemara wants here is that she was pregnant, right? So she obviously had a baby. So why are we worried? Why are we being machmer, misafik, all these things? That was Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's question. What are you worried about? We know she had a baby. She was visibly pregnant, so she miscarried. So we should know where we hold. Why are we worried now? Maybe she did have a baby. Maybe she didn't have a baby. We know she had a baby. There's no fear of not having a baby. That's the kasha.
From what we know, 35 is not right there.
Again, let's see the Gemara and let's see the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara, let's see, right. Now the Gemara starts explaining. Now the Gemara starts explaining why she's usher to her husband till day 35. Bishleim es shvua rishon lemishameshes. The first week she arrives, which is 1 through 7, for all we know, she gave birth for a boy before she came here, the day before, or that morning. She's asked for 7 days. That down to day one, and the first day, even if she has no dam, but she gave birth. And therefore, she's asked to her husband for 7 days. Shua Sheni, week 2, from 8 through 14, She might have given birth to a girl right before she arrived. So now for 14 days, she's tamei, with or without blood. Shua shlishi, Amy Yoledes Nekefa Bezaivi. The third week, she might have been a zava when she gave birth. Right? Because we've mentioned that pregnant women can become a zava. And they need 7 clean days after their days of tuma. They need 7 clean days after their days of tuma. So she finishes her possible days of tuma on day 14. And day 15 through 21 is 7 clean days to take care of the possibility of zava.
So it's just 1 day, potentially.
What?
1 day.
So zava needs 7 clean days. She saw 3 days. How do you know what happened? Again, you go with the worst case scenario. You're right. I don't know. She's a zava. Who said she saw it all during pregnancy? But the worst case scenario is that she did see 3 days, so she needs 7 clean days. So we have to give her 7 clean days. That's week number 3. Yes?
Being a zava, it happened because she was pregnant?
No. Any woman can become a zava. What happened during pregnancy, for every woman that sees becomes a nida, then there's an 11-day period they can become a zava.
We don't know.
We don't know anything about this woman.
Why don't we say this by every woman?
Well, a woman knows if she sees dam or not.
So this woman came back. Now she's cognizant of what's going on in the world?
We're cognizant of what's going on in her world.
Okay, so wouldn't she know whether she was a zava during period, week 3?
She wasn't a zava during week 3. She was a zava when she gave birth 5 weeks ago.
So now she's...
She has to have 7 clean days to take care of it after the days of Leda.
And they can't overlap.
No.
So?
Yes. Okay. Don't ask me for a pasuk because I don't know where these two can come. But the halacha is a woman that gives birth when she's a zava has to keep the days of tumah later and then 7 clean days of zava.
But a lady can say in her clean days she can see blood. Yeah.
In the days of Tara.
Yeah. So okay. How do we know that this is not zava?
We don't. But we're saying a case. Our case, she had 3 weeks of no blood. So you can't ask any questions, how do we know she's not a zava now? Because it said she had 3 weeks. You're asking a kasha and a maitza. You want to make a different case. The Gemara says 3 weeks of no blood. So what are you worried about?
I'm talking about a regular lady. If we say you can be a zava, why can't a regular lady become a zava?
Because a regular lady, first of all, every lady today, you worried about today? Every lady today that sees blood treats herself as a zava. Every single lady. You know any letters that keeps Tamei Tara? Every lady that sees blood today keeps 7 clean days.
At some point they did keep that.
Again, you're asking how they knew then?
Yeah.
You don't become a zava during the days of Tumas Leda. You can't become a zava during the days of Tumas Leda.
How about Tara?
One second. During the days of Tara, she can't become a zava because the Tara said she's Tara.
How did this one become?
5 weeks ago, she's not giving birth now. We don't know when she did anything. But what happened before that? While she was pregnant. Maybe she became a zava while she was pregnant. And never got rid of it. Right, the Gemara is taking on that she might have had the baby the day before she arrived. Or the day she arrived in the morning. But we don't know what happened while she was pregnant. She might have become a zava while she was pregnant, and she's got to take care of it now. We don't know what happened.
How do you become a zava when you're pregnant?
A woman has, what happens is a pregnant woman sees them. She becomes a nida. 7 days later, she goes to the mikvah, and she gets mutter to her husband. Then she starts seeing blood 3 days in a row during the next 11 days while she's pregnant. So she just became a zava. Now, what she needs is 7 clean days. She can have that during pregnancy. But we don't know what happened to this woman. We don't know if she ever had 7 clean days after she became a zava. We don't even know if she became a zava. We don't know anything. All we know is she was pregnant, and now she's not pregnant. That's all we know about her. No other facts.
It's interesting. I mean, could have given birth 2 months ago. So we have to assume the most, the worst case scenario.
Exactly. It's all worst case scenario. Exactly. Dr. Gemara. Now the question is, so we understand why the first 3 weeks is usher. El Shvur Revi, Abagav Dekachaz Yedam Teshamish, Daidam Toru. Why can't she have relationships with her husband during week four? She's during the days of Tara, even for a Zachar. You're assuming she had a baby right when she came. So she had a baby right when she came. Week four, which is week 21 through 28, she's in the middle of days of Tara. She should be mutter to her husband. That was the kasha of Rabbi Shulman Levi. Because without Rabbi Shulman Levi, we don't know if it was a baby. But Rabbi Shulman Levi told us a woman that's pregnant definitely had a baby. If she definitely had a baby, wait 2 minutes for the question. If she definitely had a baby, so week four, she's in the days of Tara. Why do we say she can't have a relationship with her husband during week four? So what if she's seeing blood? She's within the 33 days of Tara. Zok Ravin, Lab Mishum Dalaisin Basaruba, this is Rabbi Yaitse Bechadina Skasha. Isn't it because we don't go by rights? We don't assume it was a baby? Maybe it wasn't a baby. Because if it was a baby, she has days of Tara. And for the Gemara, Elamayu Edana Maitjufta. So why did Ravin reject the question? Because Eimer Chika Leidasa. Because we don't know when she had the baby. She had a baby. You're assuming that she had a baby maybe the day she arrived, but maybe she had it 4 weeks earlier, and she's not in the days of Tara anymore. See, the question assumed that we know, we're assuming that the baby was born right when she came. Therefore, week four, she should be Tara. There was a definite baby. The answer is yes, there was a definite baby, but when there was it born? How do we know his baby was born 4 weeks ago, so she's past day 33? So, Mamela, you can't ask the question. So, Rabbi Yossi Bachanina assumed from this brisa that we know we're assuming the baby was born right before she came. We asked, why is she us a week four? Unless you say maybe it wasn't a baby. So we answered him, no, we know it was a baby, but we don't know when it was born. So this is what Ravin told us. Rabbi Yaakov Gadin had a question on the fact that we assume it was a baby, but I don't understand this question because nobody ever said the baby was born the day she came. The baby might have been born 4 weeks earlier. And therefore, we have to be machmer and not let her have live with her husband to week four, because we don't know whether it's days of Tara or days of Nida, what it is. We have no idea. Zok Rashi.
What's the answer to that question?
Because we don't know when she gave birth. The question was, let week four be days of Tara. But it's only days of Tara if it happened within 33 days of birth. But we don't know when she gave birth. So we can't let her live with her husband. Rashi.
Maybe Rashi, Mabilin?
No, I'm doing it right now. Mabilin, I said, Tzari hei tshilas. Mishum de tshilas is mana mitzvah. Vekulu mefaris lekaman. The Gemara will explain all 95. Shumhani tzari hei tshilas. Nokid yud gimashuim. Because the truth is, we don't need 13 weeks. All these tefillahs are to give us 80 days between when she arrives and the end of the story, because maybe she gave birth, and there's an 80-day period of when she is involved in Tumah and Tara, right? So really, all we need is 80 days. 80 days is 11 weeks and 3 days. So why do we have 13 weeks? We don't need 13 weeks for our story. For our story, we need 11 weeks and 3 days because we're afraid she gave birth that day. So for 11 weeks and 3 days, we don't know her status. She might be in days of Tara, she might not be in days, and we have no idea. So the whole story is an 80-day story. 13 weeks is 91 days. We don't need 91 days for our story. Why did the Brises get a 13-week story? It should be an 11-week story plus 3 days. Because what are we worried about? Maybe she gave birth the day she arrived. Fine. So what's that story do? 80 days.
About a big girl.
in case it's a girl. So fine, at the end of 80 days, your story ended. She's back to being a regular woman. So why are we talking about 13 weeks? Dr. Ashi, the subject's not a tefillas masuch, yud shvua, yalu shvayim upalga, the yud beis. It's really 11 and a half weeks. The idea of tzarech lepalga, once we mentioned half the 12th week, now it's cooler. So we say the 12th week. So why do we need the 13th week? Because the 12th week, she's tamei. We don't want to end with a woman being tamei. So we add a 13th week when she's tahor. So really we need an 11 and a half week period. But once we're talking about week 12, so we finish week 12. And week 12, she saw blood. We don't want to end with a woman seeing blood. So we say, 13th week, she was star. Not that it has any bearing on anything. The story ends at day 80. So really, 13 weeks is not that we need 13 weeks. We need 11 and a half, 11 and 3 days, and that's all we need. Afterwards, the Gemara just threw it in because the Braita likes to talk in whole weeks, and the Braita doesn't like to end with Tumah. That's all. Weiter. Meisil Sabi Lamed Hei Rashi. Betamayim Mefaris Lekaman. Betavayu Sfirlu. Both Beishavai Meisil Hold. Tvila Bezman a Mitzvah. For a woman to go Mitzvah and Taib is a Mitzvah. Bachroina. Kshetivsik Legamri. Rabbi Yeshi Bachanina, Rabbi Yehuda holds. She doesn't have to go to the mikvah till the very end. But Titar, the less late field of his mana mitzvah. She only goes to the mikvah when it makes a practical difference. So Bishlai Meshvua Rishon, Hashtem Mefaris Shufta. Now we're explaining Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chanina's question. First week, Emi Yaled Zachar. B'chol Yoyim B'yayim Deshvua Rishon. Every day of that first week, Ikel Lusvuke Duma B'yayim Shabbos Yoldu Sha'akas Chayim Shabbos Lefenenu. We have to be afraid maybe the birth occurred 1 hour before she showed up. B'chol Shivas Hayam Melu, day 1 through 7, Habis Shivas Meleda. So we understand why we can't let her live with her husband days 1 through 7. She might have given birth to a boy. Shua Rishon, Yoyim Da'ashila Kamon, Kachashi B'chol Shua Rishon. Right, the first week starts the day she arrived. You don't need 7 complete. The day of birth is day 1 of the 7 days. Emi Yoledes Nekevi, that's the second week. Yoyim Shabbos Lepenenu Yolda. She gave birth the day she came. And now it goes 2 weeks. The third week is the Zayv. Maybe in the middle of the 11 days of Ziva, Yolda. And she saw 3 days Ritzufim while she was pregnant. It wasn't with labor pains. There was no pain after that blood next to birth. Meaning, during pregnancy, she saw this blood. Nothing to do with labor. Shufi means smooth, not no pain. Uboi shivit nekiyim mizivasa. She needs now 7 nekiyim. Ba'ava gabda chayasu yudal nekiyim. Aye, she just had 14 clean days. However, ikilis tefikuni b'meleida. It might have been the days of birth. Loi saukala. Doesn't work. The ksavar, you may lay the shein arayabam. This is going to be a machloikas later on. This sugya holds that the days of birth that a woman doesn't see, ain idol lawless fears of asa, cannot count through a zayin nikiyim. Ella shua revi, but the first 4th week, I amin and rayv nashimad mal yayodin. If Rabbi Shua Malevi is right, that most women give birth to a baby. Shari hoxak ubra, we knew she was high vladu. This is a baby. Shari hoxak ubra, she was pregnant. So why Tishamish? Why can't she have a relationship with her husband? Even though she's seeing blood, but Shari Rishon Ulishviayim Shairimala Echatami Vegatar. Right? This is the first week of the weeks that one is tummy, one is tar. So week four is tummy, but she should still be mutter. Why? Chaydam Tairhu. That Kati Mashri Mem Yaim de Zachar. It's within the 40 days of a boy. Lav must be Shemloyazina Basaruba. We don't know there was a baby. And the reason we're Machmer do week 4 is whoever said she had a baby. The Leslie Damtayer, maybe she never has Damtayer. The Kashal Rabbi Shua Malevi, who said for sure is their baby. And Rabbi Ravin says, I don't get the question. Amer Achika Leidasa. Haidele Avinala Yemei Tayer. That which we don't give. Days of Tara. Lav mishum suffik de lav ladu, not because it might not be a baby. She might have given birth many days before she showed up. The kalulah you made tarasa, the days of tara might be over. In your carbon, but if you want to talk about whether you should bring the carbon, maybe a carbon benechal. She can bring it no matter when, because we don't care when she gave birth. She can bring the carbon anytime. Ben carba, ben yerchika, whether she just gave birth or she did it 2 months earlier. Bas carboni. Miachar, there's some chino and aruba. That's the word they change it to. Since we rely on roiv, we can assume she had a baby and she can eat the carbon. But we can't give her yemei tayar, because we don't know when she had the baby. That's the negeya ar sugya. The reason we brought that brisa in is because Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina assumed that she had the baby right away, and therefore he wanted to know why right before. Why no yemei tayar? Must be because maybe it wasn't the baby. The answer is, we don't know when she had the baby. She might have had the baby 5 weeks earlier, and there's no yemei tayar. That's why we brought it in. But because we brought it in, we now have to figure out why she asked her all these days, and why does she have to go to the mikvah all these times? So now we just have to explain this brisa. What was the gay Rabbi Shulman Levi we took care of? That Rabbi Shulman Levi remains intact. A woman that's visibly pregnant, definitely had a baby. She can go arrive. She can give in the carbon and eat it. The reason she's also week four is not because she might not have had a baby, but because she might have had a baby in an earlier stage, an earlier time. Now the Gemara is going to dissect why she offered her husband all those days and what happened the night of 35. Why is she muttered then? Okay, so let's go through it again. Week one, she's usher, she might have had a boy. Week two, she's usher, she might have had a girl. Week three, she's usher, she might have had a sub. Week four, she's usher, she's bleeding. And there's no yemei tayar for sure, so therefore she's usher to her husband. It might be needless. It's definitely not zava, because she didn't have needless before the last 3 weeks. So she might be a nida. So week four, she's usher, she might be a nida. So really, Maitre Shabbos, she should be able to go to the mikvah. 7 days of Nidus, Maitre Shabbos, she should be able to go to the mikvah.
When did she last see blood? Shabbos?
Shabbos. Right? So, Dr. Gemara, Ach Shvuah Chamishi de Toru to Shamish. Why can't she have relationship with her husband during week five? Week four is Nida, right? If week five is four is Nida, let her go to the mikvah Maitre Shabbos. She's not seeing anymore. It's already week five. Right? Remember we said the night.
5 clean days.
3 days.
She needs 5 clean days.
Why? She's not a Zava. She hadn't seen blood in who knows how long. 3 weeks. Week four is only Nida. What else could it be?
She can't live in week four.
Fine, but let her go to the mikvah at the end Maitre Shabbos of week four. And week five, she should be mutter to her husband. The whole week.
We're counting the first three clean. The first three.
It was clean. It was a fact of clean.
You want to know why can't you go to the mikvah the night of the 29th?
The night of meaning the night before day 29, correct.
Why didn't she, I thought she doesn't need any clean days?
Again, Anita needs no clean days. A woman that becomes Anita keep 7 days, as long as she's clean at the end of seven, goes to the mikvah and she's mutaris. This woman saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. She was a mikvah. Maitre Shabbos, she's clean. Go to the mikvah, you're fine. Why in the world did she ask her the 5th week? If she were a zava, she would need 7 clean days. But why is she a zava? A zava has to be after a nidus. She had no nidus. Frank the Gemara, Shvuah Chamishi the Taru to Shamish. So let me speak out the answer and then read it inside. Now, we might be in middle of Yemei Tayar. We don't know where she's holding. So, week four, Sunday. Is this the first day of Nidus? Or is this still Yemei Tayar? We don't know. Week two of the 4th week? We don't know. Week three of the 4th week? We don't know. For all we know, all the blood on day four, week four, was not Nidus. It might have been days of Tara, which can't become Anita. So Shabbos might be when she became Anita. So Mimela, she needs 7 days after Shabbos. We can't start counting the 7 days from Sunday, because maybe Sunday through Friday was Yemei Tayar. She might have given birth close by. She might be within the 33 days. And neither has to be after days of Tara. We don't know when the days of Tara started and when it ended. So we have to be machmer. So now, this woman's on blood on Sunday. Can't say she's a nida. Maybe she is. Maybe she's not. Same Monday, same Tuesday, same Wednesday, same Thursday, same Friday, same Shabbos. So Shabbos, she might have turned into a nida. So she has to keep 7 days, which takes her through next Friday. Shabbos will be day one. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. At the end of 7 days, Friday night she goes to the mikveh and she's mutter to her husband. That's the only day she can be mutter to her husband. Because we don't know when the nida started. You can't assume that the nida started Sunday. She might have been in the days of Tara. We don't know what her status was then. Dr. Gemara. Every day is a suffix. Maybe this is the day the Leda ended and the Nida started. Day 28 might have been the beginning of Nida. She needs 7 days. Not clean days, but she needs 7 days. Fine. So now.
Rebbe.
1 second. What? Now. She is mutter on. She goes to the mikveh Friday night after the 7 days, and she's mutter to her husband the night of day 35. Because no matter what, was it Leda? We took care of it. Was it Nida? We took care of it. Night after 34. Day 28 is 1.
Right.
34 is 7. The night, which is Friday night. Remember, we went for Sunday to Shabbos. Yes, Baruch Hashem.
So. Leda finished day 14, right? Leda is done?
Not true. Days of Tumah of Leda finished day 14. We
right,
don't know when her days of Tara is and whether she had any days of Tara. We don't know when she gave birth.
So what's the worst case scenario here? That what?
That she was in the middle of days of Tara from day 22 through day 27. And then she can't become an Eda those days. And on 28... she's past the days of Tara, and she became an Ida.
And she finished her Leda, I mean her Yemei Tara of the, whatever, okay.
Exactly. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Same problem. She could have given birth earlier, and that's why I don't get
the... We don't know when she gave birth.
Right.
So maybe she's in the days of Tara. It doesn't stop at 35, but at 35 she doesn't see blood anymore. Meaning, she saw blood on 28. From 29 through 34, she didn't see any blood. So I don't care what she's in the middle of. Worst case scenario, she became a Nida on 28. She took care of it. What are you worried about? She's Tara? She's for sure mother to her husband. Nida? She took care of it. Zava wasn't a factor because she didn't become a Zava. So all we needed was Nida. We took care of it. So she's mother that night. The next night, she's seeing blood already.
When does the Zava days begin? Only after the 7?
And Zava, she's not a Zava at all. I mean, sorry. We're afraid she gave us a Zava while she was pregnant. Not now. So we took care in case she was a Zava. She had 7 clean days of Zivas. That was week 3.
It's impossible to become a Zava week 4. Impossible?
It's impossible. Because to become a Zava, you have to be a Nida first. This woman has a Nida period. How could she become a Zava without being a Nida?
Correct. Okay, so Zava only begins after you may... I mean, Zivas only after you may need us.
Right. A woman cannot be a Zava until she was a Nida. Right.
Maybe 28. She's a Nida on 22. Beginning of the 4th week.
And
maybe the blood on that 28th
was Ziva. No, she gets 7 days. 22 through 28 is Nidus. Can't be a Zava. 29 can be a Zava. But 29 she's not seeing.
And she can't live on 29 because, again...
Day 29 she can, but not the night, because the night of 29 she's already in the 6th week. Remember, the night after the day is the next day.
But why can't that was the fifth week, beginning of the fifth week, why can't she live with her husband?
Because he might have turned the need on Shabbos. We don't know when the need has started.
She's seen blood the whole time. Why wasn't
it? It might have been days of Tara. You can't become a Nida during the days of Tara. She might not even be a Nida. But if she, we don't know when it started. No trashy.
So right now, but she's here in front of us, right?
Yeah.
Obviously,
the Rabbitson of the community is taking care of this lady.
Right.
So she knows exactly what's going on.
Right. So what's the topic starting at the end of the fourth week?
If she's in the days of Tara, let's say she gave birth not long before she came here.
But it's 4 weeks that she gave birth.
And therefore,
right.
It's a 3 weeks, first of all, 3 weeks. She's in week four. Right. Yeah. Week four, she sees. That Sunday, she saw day 22.
Oh.
What is that blood? We don't know. It might be days of Tara. Remember, in the cave it has 66 days of Tara.
But it might be Nida.
So it's a suffix.
Right. So we don't bust a Nida.
We're Machmer bust a Nida.
Right.
Okay. Now,
we're dying the Kiyam.
No, you don't need dying the Kiyam for Nida. You need 7 days. But maybe it's not Nida. So how can you count 7 days if it's not Nida? Maybe 22 was days of Tara. Maybe 23 was day of Tara. Maybe all through 27 was a day of Tara. And 28 is a day of Nida. If you need 7 days, 28 counts as day one. 34 is day seven. The night of Friday night, she goes to the mikvah. She's mutter to her husband. There's no worry. What are you worried about? The next night. The next night she's seeing blood already.
What about the
35th? What? Day of 35? The day of 35 she's mutter. But women are, right? We're assuming that people don't have a relationship during the day. You're right. Day of 35, she's mutter. Don't try, she. Shua Hamishi the Tari to Shamish. Kule, she should be mutter the whole week. Amailay Meshamesh is Agle El Shvi. Why isn't she mutter till Friday night? Meshaninan, Shua Revi, Shirasa Bahoyai, that she saw every day. Koyai Mikilis Fukil is Saif Leda. This might be the days of the end of Leda, Saif Yume Tayar. Klaimar, Esma Kalu Yume Tayar. Every day you have to say, maybe this is the first day of Nida. I'm sorry. Day 28, which is the end of the fourth week. This might be the first day of Nida. She has to count 6 days to complete 7 days of Nidas. The seventh night, she can go to the mikvah. It's the night of the 35th day, right? Night goes before day, before when she came. What's with the next night? The next night, she's seeing blood. Like the Gemara is going to say, she's seeing at night. Kol Yimei Riyasa. All the days she's seeing at night. Now, from now on, no more Tashmish. Now, here Rashi's going to take us, why after day 35 should she not be mutter for the next six and a half weeks? What happens week six? What happens week seven? What happens week eight, nine, 10, 11? Okay, and we're going to leave it for tomorrow.